Let's look at the big picture of why the United States is falling behind China and other countries around the world in terms of innovation and engineering and technology and so on. It's very simple. It's actually simpler than people think. It's because in America, what is demanded of you is obedience above all else, simply obedience. Whereas in China, what is demanded of you is excellence or intelligence and obedience. Okay, so of course, in China, you still are not allowed to just openly, wildly criticize the government. They will not look kindly upon that kind of behavior. In America, the same thing is true, and you're actually rewarded for being stupid. Whereas in China, you're rewarded for being smart, but obedience is a requirement as well. So you see, in both countries, you have to be obedient or you get censored, you get blacklisted, you get punished. I mean, we have a credit score system, basically, or, you know, social credit scoring system in the U.S. You can get debanked. You will have, you know, government regulators come inspect your facilities if you don't toe the line. You will not be invited to speak, you know, on and on and on. You'll be banned from YouTube, whatever, if you don't say all of the approved narratives that the government wants you to say. And in America, it's almost as if stupidity is celebrated. The dumber you are, as long as you're obedient, the more you are celebrated. Look at who is held up as some of the top influencers, right? You almost have to be stupid and obedient in order to be allowed to become popular in the United States. And that's why smart people in independent media, those who can conduct research, are just routinely attacked and smeared and deplatformed. And look at the attacks on Alex Jones over the years, because Alex was putting the pieces of the puzzle together. He was connecting the dots, and he has a really sharp memory, by the way. So he can remember all the things that were said back at Oklahoma City bombing and, you know, 9/11, you name it. And so they wanted to shut him down, even though he was totally right about atrazine turning the frogs gay and about a number of other subjects. In China, you have to be capable in order to get ahead. In China, their lawmakers tend to be engineers who advance because they accomplish something. In America, our lawmakers tend to be attorneys who advance because they rip people off. You know, in many cases, not every case, but in many cases, it's attorneys that become senators or attorneys that become governors, instead of people who actually, you know, built something or engineered something. Now think about the obedience training in America. For example, in medical school, nothing but obedience training. Medical school it doesn't teach health, doesn't teach nutrition, doesn't teach disease prevention in any way whatsoever. Medical school teaches and demands obedience. Obedience often to utterly false narratives, like the narrative surrounding, you know, virology and viral pandemics, which is complete fiction, by the way. Oh, you can catch the flu. Really? How do I catch the flu? Oh, it's a virus. Really? But my grandma said I could catch the flu by going outside when my hair was wet. Oh, well, it's also if your hair is wet. Oh, I thought you said it was a virus. Well, it's a virus that attacks you when your hair is wet. You know, just endless stupidity, right? That's the way the West operates. Medical school is obedience training above all else. By the time you graduate from medical school, you are a pill-pushing pharma whore. That's all you are. You're a biological skin bag vending machine for big pharma. And a similar thing is true with just, you know, any kind of academia, for the most part. There are exceptions, but for the most part, the only way to graduate with a PhD is to write a thesis that is entirely aligned with the status quo, something that the establishment approves of. As long as they approve of it, oh, you get your PhD. You don't even have to do much work these days. It's just ChatGPT PhD, and you get a PhD. So PhDs from about 2025 on are basically largely meaningless. All it means is somebody knows how to prompt ChatGPT. That's why there are PhDs still walking around who don't even know what's in a hot dog, you know? They don't even understand the basics of life or biology, but, you know, they have a doctorate in something. Now, again, there are exceptions to that, and people who have PhDs from a decade ago or earlier, they earned those, you know? But today, it's a lot of it's just ChatGPT. And even ChatGPT and all of the frontier AI models are designed for obedience training. That's why government wants to review all of them. That's why Israel and the Zionists are spending all kinds of money to influence AI models so that there's obedience that gets churned out of the models, not the freedom to think. And this is why even in grade school, when the students go through grade school, are they trained to know how to think? No. They're trained for obedience. Sit down, shut up, repeat these words, memorize these concepts, and consider them to be truth, even though they're not. That's what public education has become in America. Now, if you have a system like that, which we do now in America, you are not going to produce very many independent thinkers. Think about it. How many of you listening, how many people like you come out of the public education system? Not very many. There's not very many like me. I came out of public education. I'm like one in a million to come out of the public education system, just in terms of independent thought. You probably are too. There's not very many of us, because the system indoctrinates you for conformity and compliance. And if you don't comply, you get punished, don't you? If you don't comply, you get punished, you get censored, and it just continues on through adulthood. That's why America is falling behind, because we have lost the infrastructure that promotes independent thinking, or even rationality or reason. You know, the days of Thomas Edison in America, the days of independent inventors overcoming the system and being able to roll out something new and amazing, those days are over. There's almost nothing like that happens anymore. Everything is just simply part of the system. It's allowed to happen. It has to be narrow. It has to have guardrails on it. You're not allowed even, I mean, look, how long has it taken for low energy nuclear reactions to even be accepted as a possible technology for excess heat production? You know, it used to be called cold fusion. Now it's called LENOR. That was mocked for decades since 1989. Why? Conformity. Because we were all told, oh, there's no such thing as cold fusion. There can't be. It's too simple. It's too low cost. It's too decentralized. It can't work. Why? Well, because all the experts who already don't believe in it told us it can't work. Oh, so basically it's a consensus game among a bunch of obedient conformists. You saw this during COVID. What were you told by all of the obedient, conforming doctors and pharmacists and nurses? Vaccines work. Except for the fact that a lot of them died after they took the jabs, and some of them just died right on TV. Kerplunk, you know, face plant on the stage, and never heard from her again, did we? She was bragging about how awesome the vaccine was, and now she's dead. Yeah, conformity will kill you. But we saw that in spades during COVID. It was like, if you don't conform, you're a bad person. You're responsible for infecting grandma. And that's when they rolled out like plexiglass sheeting and, you know, tents for the students in band class, had to blow a trumpet inside a little mini pop-up tent, and just other absurdly ridiculous things that were so absurd. It was almost like, this is a test to see how dumb people are. And almost everybody failed the test, it turns out. Why? Because they're trained on obedience, not intelligence. And if you have a society trained on obedience, not intelligence, your society doesn't succeed. Period. End of story. And so what's the upshot on this? Take a look at yourself. If you are not being disobedient, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. If you're not being disobedient, I don't mean breaking laws. I'm not advocating that. But I'm saying if you don't find yourself disagreeing with all of these mainstream narratives and rejecting those narratives, then you've been brainwashed into obedience compliance, and there's something wrong with you, and you're not going to do very well. So disobedience is a very important survival trait. And nonconformity, obviously. And think about, what is it that nonconformists do? They do things like they buy gold and silver. And as a result, they are holding value. Although I know the prices have gone down recently, but that's temporary. They tend to hold value over time, even as currencies collapse. Disobedient people, they think for themselves. They run local AI so that it's uncensored. Disobedient people get information from independent media sources because they don't trust mainstream media, obviously, because that would be crazy. Disobedient people don't take a bunch of pharmaceuticals, do they? Disobedient people seek out sunlight exposure because they know it's actually good for them. Disobedient people are not afraid of the sun. Obedient people, the sun will kill you. They're gonna hide in the shadows. It's like, what a pathetic life, you know? Imagine if you spend your whole life running from the sun, which is what they want you to do in, you know, medical school and doctors and dermatologists who hardly know anything about the skin. It turns out it's just wild. It's like, isn't that your entire field of study? You don't know that eating seed oils puts the wrong lipids in skin cells? You don't even know that? How do you not know that? Well, go take a lunch break and suck down some more canola, rapeseed oil. Doctor dermatology, you know, it's like, maybe you should get an education. But whatever. So, anyway, you get the idea. The point is, if you are disobedient against this corrupt, broken, totally fraudulent system, then you're going to do well. Then you're going to do well. I was at the dentist the other day. This is just an example. I was at the dentist. And I hadn't been there for a few years because I don't eat processed foods and I don't typically have cavities and things. But I decided to go in for a checkup and went in. Everything's fine. No more cavities. But before they even do any work on you, you know, they take your blood pressure. At least this dentist does. And I think that's a common practice. So they take your blood pressure. And I'm not opposed to that, by the way. They just use a little blood pressure cuff. But this dental assistant, who was very polite and professional, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, she was asking me, because I filled out the sheet and it said no prescription medications, none. And she was asking me, you really take no prescription medications? Because I see your age here, you know, you were born in the 1960s. I mean, almost everybody your age is taking prescription medications. I'm like, no, I don't take any prescription medications. And the reason my teeth are orange is because I drink a lot of turmeric, and that's one reason why I don't take prescription medications, because turmeric is my medicine, one among 100 different natural medicines that I take. And she specifically said, you don't even take blood pressure medications? Like, nope. So she said, well, I'm going to take your blood pressure. I'm like, okay, go for it. Have fun. And so she puts on the cuff, and it does the automatic, you know, blood pressure thing. And now I don't know if these cuffs are really that accurate. I think they're not as accurate as the older manual way of doing it, you know, with the stethoscope and everything, but whatever. These automatic cuffs, probably plus or minus like 30%, who knows? Anyway, the cuff comes back and it says my blood pressure is 105/67. And with I think it said like a resting pulse of 60 or 61 or something like that. And she takes the cuff off and looks at the numbers and looks at me. He's like, well, you're right. I guess you don't need blood pressure medication. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And my teeth are orange, like I just said. And when you look at my mouth and you see my dental work is stained orange in the back, now you know why I don't need blood pressure medication. It's like, huh. And I wasn't talking arrogantly to her, by the way. She was really nice and we had a great conversation. But the thing is, even in dental school, right, even in dental school, you know, the subject matter is not herbal medicine and how can patients prevent disease and what does it take to be a person who doesn't take blood pressure medication, etc. And by the way, one of the things that I've benefited from tremendously over the last almost year and a half now, as you know, is all the physical exercise I've been doing since I started taking the BPC-157, which is a peptide that I take intranasally that helps your body heal old scar tissue. And I've told this story, I'm not going to go into detail, but that healed my old injuries, martial arts injuries, and allowed me to begin jogging again, finally, which I couldn't do for several years. So anyway, I've been doing quite a lot of working out with also kettlebell strength training and, you know, push-ups and pull-ups and whatever, just simple things, but out in nature. So anyway, as a result, my blood pressure is very, very low, like borderline, you know, athlete range, let's say, even though I'm not an athlete, obviously. But if you combine some decent exercise with some decent amount of great nutrition, superfoods, natural herbs. I mean, of course, I take like 30 different herbs or supplements or superfoods every single day. It's in my smoothie, you know, everything from broccoli sprouts to resveratrol and so on. And, you know, we have a product in our store called Cardio Clear that is just amazing. That's healthrangerstore.com, by the way. I've been taking Cardio Clear here and there just a couple of times a week for a few months. That's got hawthorn berry in it. And it's, you know, talk about cardiovascular support. Man, it's amazing. So I wasn't surprised that my blood pressure is 105 over 67. That might even be a little low, you know, compared to where it is normally. But dental assistants are surprised. And I think most dentists are surprised. You know, and I think doctors are surprised. And especially doctors. Oh, I should say, you know who's not surprised? Chiropractors. Chiropractors have more training in natural health and natural medicine and usually more critical independent thinking than, you know, than almost any other profession in the healing arts. I mean, obviously, herbalists know, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners are usually very well informed. But chiropractors are some of the best nutrition people out there, by the way. So visit your chiropractor. I should visit mine. I'm always late to visit my chiropractor because I don't hurt anymore. So it's like, you know, used to be like an ache or a pain and I should go visit the chiropractor. Now I just don't even hurt ever. So I don't have this reminder to go visit the chiropractor. I know if he's listening to this, he's going to give me a hard time next time I go in. But my point is chiropractors, they know more about nutrition than doctors, you know, conventional doctors, GPs, etc. It's true. And it's because chiropractors are better at critical thinking and independent thinking than conventional doctors. Because chiropractic school doesn't demand the same kind of obedience as a traditional medical school. See? So there you go. So apply this everywhere in your life and you will do better. When the herd is telling you, oh, you should buy, you know, the latest IPO. You should run from that. Okay. Run from that. When the herd says, you know, oh, don't buy gold. That's an ancient relic. You should probably get some more gold. When the herd is telling you, oh, vaccines work and they're safe and effective and you should be afraid of Ebola, you should take Ebola vaccines and you should run from Ebola vaccines. Don't take the flu shot. Don't take it. Ever. Don't take any vaccines. In my opinion. I mean, obviously make up your own mind. Do what you want to do. Have your own experts in medicine or finance or whatever. But from my point of view, if you find yourself doing the same thing that all the dumbass NPCs are doing, you just start to question that. Wait a second. If you're in line for a vaccine jab and you see your dumbass neighbor there like, oh, that guy's stupid as rocks. Maybe I should rethink what I'm doing in the same line here. You know what I mean? Seriously. Don't go along with stupid people. With the NPCs, or you'll have bad outcomes because that's what's all put in place by design. All right. Anyway, bottom line, a couple of things. Obviously, my online store is a great place to get good nutrition and superfoods because we buck the system. We do all our own in-house lab testing. We have ultra clean, amazing formulations, including personal care products that don't contain toxic synthetic chemicals, and we avoid GMOs, and we avoid all kinds of garbage and fillers. Just we have the cleanest, most pristine ingredients of any company, of any nutrition or personal care product provider in the world, as far as I can tell. And I know we do more testing than everybody else, and our formulas are just outstanding. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com, and you'll see everything we have on sale. It's quite a lot, including the Berkey water filters that are finally back in stock after 2 years of all kinds of supply chain trouble with the fluoride filters and everything. Anyway, that's back. And yeah, my philosophy of disobedience against the establishment is infused in every product. That's why we don't use their garbage ingredients. We don't put seed oils. We don't use MSG. We don't use toxic synthetic fragrances. We don't use, you know, GMO corn starch and garbage like that, okay? So if what I've said in this podcast makes a lot of sense to you, you're going to love our products. You're going to love the ingredients. And if I didn't love a product, I wouldn't sell it, because I'm buying and consuming all my own products all the time because it's the cleanest source that I can find in the world. So anyway, thank you for your support. Secondly, you can follow my work at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And every one of my articles you will find infused with the same philosophy here, which is be smart, be a critical thinker, think for yourself, get away from centralized control grids. You will do very well. You'll do well with your health, your wealth, your philosophy, your spiritual development, your happiness, your longevity, everything. You will do much better in your life whenever you read my articles at Natural News or you hear my podcast here, that is the ones that are of interest to you. I know it's a lot of content. You can't keep up with all of it, but pick and choose the ones that make sense to you and the interviews you want to hear. You will definitely gain some knowledge or benefit from each one of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Astaxanthin is one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. Boost your intake of potent antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.